You're listening to SBS News.
Harry Barry operates half a dozen pubs in and around Coffs Harbour, a coastal region which relies heavily on the lucrative tourism, food and recreation sectors. When COVID-19 hit, fewer than half of his 200 staff qualified for JobKeeper payments. The rest were let go.
It was an awful thing. It's not something that I ever want to have to do again. But it was terrible, you know, you go and tell 110 people that I don't have any work for you at the moment. Bear with me while we find out what's happening.
Mr. Barry says his businesses are still running, but at reduced capacity.
We're hoping that this is the light at the end of the tunnel. We're hoping that we're starting to come out the back end of it. And things are starting to pick up. People are starting to come back out. So it's probably a really good time to be coming out of hibernation. Because we're not really feeling the pinch as much as we would if it happened in, say, if this was all happening in January.
Almost three quarters of the region's businesses took up JobKeeper, but Coffs Chamber of Commerce President Martin Wells says that didn't stop more than 1 in 10 people losing their jobs altogether during lockdown.
I guess more importantly than ever, it's crucial that we're supporting local businesses internally. I think we're starting to see that real sense of community and people understanding that if you don't support local business and you're not reinvesting that money into your local community, then doors do shut and people do lose jobs.
But amid the struggle, there are pockets of growth. Raw Food Hub connects produce from farmers directly to local homes. It started the year with 4 employees and now has 12, and expects to have 24 by year's end. Founder Josh Allen says it's the beginning of much bigger ambitions.
It's not about looking at just from a commercial perspective, how can we sort of grow a hub business. To make this successful, it's about sharing the benefit across the whole industry. How can we bring everyone up? You know, from the farmers to the landholders to the customers.
Year 10 student Zane Morrison is also just getting started. He is doing work experience at his dad's auto repair shop and works part-time in retail.
It's just basically an early start, and you go to school 3 days a week, but you can put in that extra time after school or on the weekend to catch up with your work. It's really not that hard, and it's just a head start on basically everyone else in the workforce.
It's part of a push from local schools to bolster youth employment. Initiatives like this helped halve the number of young locals out of work from around 24% last year. Dion Court, the careers advisor at Coffs Harbour High School, says that progress was halted by the pandemic.
I think some of the problems we're going to be having is not so much that we can't do work experience, or that we can't have placements happen, but we have to be very mindful of the fact that the businesses are under a bit of pressure as well. I think the area where we get most young people employed at the moment is retail and hospitality, and they're two areas that have sort of been hard hit.
While confidence is beginning to return to businesses along the Coffs Coast, Harry Barry says there is a sense of uncertainty about what will happen when temporary government subsidies come to an end.
I think people are spending money quite happily at the moment, but I don't know what's going to happen in September when the banks turn back on and, you know, when the JobKeeper gets turned off.
In the meantime, the Chamber of Commerce is warning businesses not to spend beyond their means. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. From Coffs Harbour, Omar Dehan, SBS News.